Hello, everybody. It is good to have you this evening. We've got an excellent, excellent show planned for you this evening. We're going to talk a little nerd news. We're going to talk a little bit about our nerd fight that's ending tonight at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to talk about one of our most favorite nerd icons of all time, who was born in the month of September, Mr. Bill Murray. And we're going to talk about who is on the podcast as well. And we're going to get started right about now. So without further ado, live from YouTube, it's MaliceCast Live. So thank you for joining. And with me, as always, is the lovely Super Whovian Freak. Say hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on tonight? It's a good night. It's been a good week.
It has been. Also with us this evening is Mr. Igor.
Good evening. Sorry, not sponsored. Not sponsored.
No. And running the behind the scenes for us, as always, is the wonderful and talented Mr. Malice, Mr. Jack Malice. So thank you for taking care of us. And if you're joining us on the chat channel, we do thank you, as always, for joining us every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where you get to see MaliceCast Live. Normally, MEST 5150 is hosting the show, but of course, he thinks he has better things to do. So, like screwing up our poll to where we had to extend it, because so there was about 15 minutes there that you probably couldn't vote. So because of that, I banned him from the show tonight. So that's at least the story that we're going to run with. So just play along, people. Play along. But definitely thank you for joining us. Oh, he's in the chat channel now. So when you join us, by the way, you can join into the chat channel live with us. We'd love to read what you have to say and have you chat along with us. So what exactly is he talking about? Oh, something about, I don't know. Yeah, we're just going to ignore him because he ignores us all the time. All right, let's jump into it. We should have another guest joining us shortly later. If not, he'll stay in the chat channel. So Mr. Icy Zorro, I see him chatting away. So hopefully we'll have some others joining us soon. But let's start right off with some nerd news and let's talk about what's going on this week. I think Super Whovian has something for us that's Doctor Who related, is that right?
There is, yeah. So it dropped last night the news that David Bradley, who was one of the people that played the first Doctor, is going to be doing some audio adventures. They're going to be called An Adventure in Space and Time. He's going to reprise his role with the companions Barbara, the Doctor's granddaughter Susan, and so it's going to be an audio adventure. They're also doing audio adventures with the Doctor's daughter, Jenny, the one who played Jenny, who's also David Tennant's wife, off camera, obviously. And so they're going to have those audio adventures, but he's also going to come back and reprise his role in the Christmas special this year. So he's going to come back. So we'll get to see the first Doctor back, and hopefully we won't confuse him with Walter Frey. So I think that's kind of awesome, because
what do you think about it, Igor? What do you think about this news?
Man, as many Whovians will tell you, whenever the old cast gets together with the new, there's only good or awesome. Mm-hmm. It's only up. Only a place to go is up.
Nice.
What was the first one? The Five Doctors? If it wasn't the first, it was pretty close. Literally, just five of the actors all at once.
Right. Yeah, and it was amazing. So I'm hoping for something great. I actually wore my Who shirt today. So,
very nice. Great shirt.
I am rocking my favorite Doctor Who shirt today. So in other news, I got two more things for you. First one is some good news maybe about Star Wars. And that's that JJ's going to be coming on to do episode 9. So We did get that news this week, so he'll be reprising his directorial role in episode 9. Good news, bad news, what do you think?
I like J.J. Abrams, so that doesn't bother me. I know why some people are having a problem with it, because he, they accused him of recreating A New Hope, and I put recreating in emphasis, but I don't think that, was there a few similarities? Sure. You know, but to me, it wasn't a big deal. It didn't ruin the movie. It didn't make the movie. So I think it's fine. And considering the crappy relationships they've been having with directors, go with someone that you know you can work with and just get it done.
Yeah, I agree. And some people would definitely say that it's not just a similarities to New Hope. It's like a carbon copy, like identical to it. And I would say, yeah, man, there are so many different similarities. But at the same time, I mean, I love the movie. I thought it was a great movie.
It didn't ruin the movie for me, is right. What I am saying. So
totally agree with you there. What do you think, Igor, about JJ coming on and doing episode 9?
Well, intentionally or unintentionally, episode 7 was about as smart as he could have been, because whether they meant to or not, they absolutely had to remake episode 7, because they literally had to prove to one of the most doubting and skeptical fan bases that, yes, we can do what you love, before they went ahead and did the original stuff.
Mm-hmm. That makes
sense. And honestly, yeah, I'm one of those who not only loved episode 7, but go back and look at the San Diego Comic-Con premiere, not even trailer, but teaser. Except for when you see poor stormtroopers on wires getting blown up and flung about everywhere. You see absolutely nothing but joy and an actual childlike giggling out of every age range, male, female, probably some of the plastic characters too.
Yeah, it was a huge deal. Huge deal.
But that's what I mean, out of the entire cast and crew. And when you see that much happiness going on in any project, even if you don't like it, you have to admit that there is something good there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
So let's give it to the second busiest man in Hollywood.
Right?
The two J's, JJ and Joss. Yeah.
Director-wise.
Super I think, busy right now.
I think the one for the busiest man in Hollywood right now actually goes to Chris Hardwick, just because that man's everywhere.
And that's with quitting a show recently, too.
Exactly. Oh, hey! I see Zoro. Welcome aboard. Glad you could get out of the chat channel and into the show.
Yeah, my computer's still sitting over there saying 100% updates complete and not doing anything. So that's fine.
Well, you guys know the job that I have. I won't declare it over the air, but my computer at work was updating, and I literally had 3 minutes before I had to go, we'll just say, pick up my employees. And my computer was still updating. I was freaking out, like, what the hell am I supposed to do today?
I get you. But, to jump back on the Star Wars real quick, I think Igor had a point where they had to rebuild the trust, because they lost the trust big time with the prequels. I think they kind of had to ease us back into it a little bit and go, okay, you know, here we go. Like, hey, remember why you loved the movies originally? Like, did we break you with that steaming pile of garbage that was the movie? I can't even remember the name of the third one.
Return of the Sith.
Return of the Sith. Thank you. I can't even remember. It's literally, I block everything about it from my mind.
That was actually the most watchable out of the three.
Oh,
but
I actually saw episode 2 like 5 days in a row in the theater, just because people kept inviting me to go.
Were they paying for you? Hold on. This is important. Were they paying for you, Icy Zora? Were you paying
for you? After the first one, yes, they were paying for me.
Okay. Well, I guess that's acceptable. Yes.
Good man.
You've got your money back then for seeing it so many times.
And then some. Yeah. Okay. Well, the whole, Natalie Portman doing the midriff ripoff in episode 2. It was worth the money.
There were parts of 2 that I greatly enjoyed, but overall it was, I think, probably the worst of the three.
You're not wrong.
Like I said, and thank you, Beth, joining us in the chat channel and confirming, yes, Revenge of the Sith. Again, I think it was the best out of the three, but that's just me. Anyway, on to other news. We are all happy that we get some directorial staying around.
Did I miss the what we're nerding out on part? If so, that's
totally. We haven't got there yet. We'll get there here in just a moment. So last piece of news that we wanted to announce is that those of you who are big fans of Magic the Gathering, there is a new expansion that's coming out. It's coming out September 23rd, 12:01 a.m. It's called, oh man.
Ixalan.
Thank you. Ixalan. Ixalan. And for all of our friends that are in Southern California, you can actually go over to Sky High Comics in San Marcos and you can check out, they have a big premiere that they're doing. They have a big time event going on Friday night into Saturday morning there. Definitely check it out. It's going to be an awesome event. They're going to be giving away a ton of different things just for showing up to the premiere. And if you buy stuff, they're going to hook you up with extra stuff as well. Plus,
I love getting stuff when I buy stuff.
Plus, get comics. You can get some comics. I mean, what better? And if you're thirsty, you can go to Battle Mage and you can actually play. You can actually play Magic the Gathering and drink. So, and get some wonderful, wonderful brews. You can kill two birds with one stone. So definitely check that out. That's going to be next weekend. So that's happening. We have an article actually that's written. It's being edited right now and it will be released this weekend that talks all about it. So definitely go to mouse-corp.com. Check out our article there. And it'll tell you more about that event and definitely everything that's going on with. So I'm getting a buzz in my ear. Correction. There are prizes that are going to be given. They're actually going to do like a little tournament. And there's going to be prizes that are given away for the winners. So you don't get free. Mm-hmm. You don't get free stuff, but there's going to be six different tournaments and prizes given away.
Does that make that sense? Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey. Fat loot is fat loot. Yeah.
So lots of different things, deals that they're doing, like $25, $30, and you can get different expansion packs that come with different exclusives as well. So definitely worth checking out. That is Sky High Comics in San Marcos. So what are you guys nerding out on? We'll start with Icy Zora, the newcomer this evening. What are you nerding out on this week?
Oh, man, I got so nerdy this week. I watched the final season of Orphan Black, one of my favorite shows of all time. Thank God Tatiana Maslany finally got recognized for her amazing acting in that show with an Emmy win. I watched the most recent season of Mr. Robot. Hell of a cliffhanger there. Always fun to notice on that show that his crazy, morose hacker sister used to play the blonde bimbo on what was that suburban? I think it was the one with Jeremy Sisko, all about the suburbs. I don't know. She was just a blonde. It's nothing. No, it was a little sitcom. Anyway, she used to play a really good dumb blonde, and now she's playing this crazy.
Is that show worth watching though, Mr. Robert? Because I've heard some things about it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my God! Rami Malek plays crazy OCD, disjointed personality type of person so well, with the crazy bug eyes to go with it. And Christian Slater is Christian Slater. So I'll say no more there. No, it's really, really well written, really intricate, complex plots that pay off in the end. It's a very cool show. And then the third thing is that I took Igor's suggestion and I read Daredevil Yellow.
Oh.
And man, that was good. Yeah. Really digging, getting into the backstories of these characters. After we did our Defenders cast, wrapping up that show, I asked Igor some of the things that I should look for on our Amazon link from the site, some of the comics to get into. And that one was totally worth it. And I'm looking forward to more.
Wait, so he's actually.
Go ahead, Igor. Sorry.
The author's actually really well known for his Mask of the Vigilantes.
Yeah.
Talk for a moment so we can see it.
Boop. Oh, there it is. There we go. Jeff Loeb.
Nice. And that's wonderful, wonderful lighting.
Yes. He's the only Jeff J-E-P-H I've ever seen. So hopefully that makes him easier to find.
Oh, hey, welcome Marco to the chat channel. Marco has been joining, had been joining us for our Game of Thrones cast with our Malice cast TV talk. So good to see you on our main cast here, our main podcast every Friday night. So awesome to see you here, Marco. Welcome aboard. He's asking, did Mr. Robot win some awards?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't really looked into it, but as far as I know, it hasn't gotten any Emmy love yet. It should. It should. If nothing, actually, you know what? I believe Rami Malek got nominated at one point, either this year or last.
Interesting. Very cool. Well, we'll segue right over to the man with the great recommendation on that comic and go right over to Igor. What have you been nerding out on this week besides Destiny? No.
More Destiny?
Yeah.
one day, but today is not that day that he will have.
Someday soon.
Oof. I can't even recommend the soundtrack, friends.
Dude, if that's what you were playing before the cast started, just be prepared to feel like you're at an opera singer's funeral.
With machine guns.
With machine guns. It's the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm. And remember, Zoe and Captain Reynolds are in it. Just remember that.
Ooh, that's very true.
Still no Wash, but hopefully one day.
He'll get there.
So wait, you said opera singer funeral. Are we talking about Fifth Element now? Somehow get on that with machine guns. Okay.
It was an impromptu funeral.
Took me a while to pull that one. Sorry, guys. Super, what have you been nerding out on this week, Super?
You know, I've actually been rereading one of my old murder mystery series because the new book just came out and I'm waiting for it to come in the mail. For anyone that hasn't read them, it's called the In Death Books, and I actually wrote an article about it. It should be coming out this weekend, so you can go over there and get like a little overview of what it is. But it's a futuristic murder mystery series that I absolutely love, and so I was kind of rereading some of my old favorites while I was waiting for my new book to come, so I can't wait. It's got a crossword puzzle on the inside, so it's even more nerdy. So I can't wait to go do that.
That was super nerd moment there, people.
That was great.
Yeah.
Super, is that one of the things that you recommended when I put up a tweet or a Facebook post saying it recommended me things to read?
I did recommend it, but okay. I did want to warn you because it's written by Nora Roberts, which I know puts a lot of people off, but it's her pen name. She writes it under J.D. Robb, and it's
not her normal style.
Different. No, it is completely different because I'm not a huge rom-com romance person. You know, I'll read the occasional one, but they kind of all, once you've read one, I feel like you kind of read them all sometimes.
Well, I am. If it's not a rom-com, I'm not in.
But these, like I said, these are futuristic. I mean, the technology she talks about in there, they've got hollow rooms that rival the Matrix, you know, and then just the murders and the character. I mean, they're gritty. They do not shy away from dark realities of life. I will tell you that right now. So
update from the producer, our researcher/producer. Two Golden Globes, two Emmys for Mr. Robot. So
nice.
Awesome.
Two Golden Globes, two Emmys. Awesome job.
Do we know what they were for?
I will add it to my list of things to watch, and if I get the exact deets on the awards, I will let everybody know. Best television show drama?
It's hacker mystery drama. And
best supporting hacking. Actor? Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
There you go.
So that would probably be for Christian Slater.
Yes, it was.
Let me put it this way. Anonymous is one of the contributors to the writing staff.
Huh. Interesting.
Just to keep the hacking details accurate. Anonymous. Yes, that anonymous.
Yeah. Like, we haven't been pulled off of YouTube yet. They haven't found us and taken us off, so they must approve us. So, yeah, thank you, Anonymous, for not shutting us down yet.
It's a good show.
Social activism. Good. Anyway.
Thank you. All right. Moving on, though. So we have this nerd fight that's been going on. Did you guys know that? Did you guys know about this nerd fight thing that was happening?
I remember voting on it a few times this week.
A few times?
Maybe a few last.
Yeah, so we, you know, one of our favorite shows here at Malice Corp is Game of Thrones. So we had this little fight going on between the group here. We all chose who our favorite character is. And we voted on it. And right now, this vote is still going on. So you can still vote up until 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As of right now, I'm still showing a tie.
Last I saw as well.
So I show a tie at the top. Mm-hmm. Between Tyrion Lannister and Arya Stark.
Yeah.
So people in the chat channel, if you're wanting to break this tie, now's your time to go vote. Tyrion Lannister, Arya Stark, tied at 33 votes. Coming in then to third place is the man with the most wonderful beard on TV right now.
Yep.
This is Tormund Giantsbane.
That's where Matt went. Oh, yeah, Tormund.
That's why Matt couldn't be here today. He's accepting the award for most glorious beard.
He's busy hanging on to the edge of the wall, and he's dyed his beard red.
Yes. No, I think actually Big Papa Matt actually went to the wall to dig out Tormund. Because he said, like, I'm not going to let this happen. And he ran up
with a snow shovel. That's his competition for Brienne. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, brothers with... That's his way to win Brienne. Because Brienne's brothers, so into loyalty and doing the right thing and honor... That he's like, I'm going to do the honor thing, and I'm going to go save Tormund, and that's going to win Brienne. So, coming into fourth place is Jon Snow, a.k.a. Aegon Targaryen, a.k.a.
Get him back up there.
The White Wolf, a.k.a. the King of the North.
The rightful heir to the kingdom.
Yes, yes.
Or to the Seven Kingdoms, the protector of the...
Bastards. Yeah. 20 votes, Mr. Jon Snow. And update, Arya is now in the lead, 34 votes.
That's right.
Coming in fifth place was my vote. And this is a tough, I mean, when you have such great, great characters at the top of the list, I actually picked last. My pick was Sandor Clegane, a.k.a. The Hound.
He should have had more votes.
Because Clegane Bowl, I can't wait for it. He does have 12 votes. He does have 12 votes. I know not all of them were me, so that's good. Coming in right after is Brienne of Tarth with 7 votes, followed by Daenerys
Targaryen. She should have more. They should all have more. Everyone should have 1,000 votes.
3 votes, and a Grey Worm taking up the rear with 2 votes.
I don't think we've had 1,000 vote thing since Supernatural.
That's right, because Supernatural fans know how to vote.
That's true.
We did have,
of course, John Barrowman broke our site, if you remember.
That's true.
It was like the third one we did. So
that's right.
He broke it with love.
Anytime you get love from the actors or the cast, it certainly helps out.
Oh, of course. We should do something with Preacher coming up soon.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, guys, crash our site anytime, figuratively or literally.
Oh, feel free.
So, that's the nerd fight, and we want you to get in on it. So you have a little bit longer to go. We are going to be starting the new nerd fight tomorrow. So here's what I want you to be thinking about in the chat channel. Here's what I need you to be thinking about. Today is all about the great icon, Bill Murray. It's all about him.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of this show, we are only talking about Bill. I want you to be thinking about what is your favorite Bill Murray movie, and it needs to be movies that he starred in, because he's been in a lot of movies.
I think people are going to have an issue with that. Let's clarify for sure. Starred in Bill. That's a Bill Murray movie, not Groundhog Day. Not Caddyshack, where he's a very nice part of it. Not Zombieland, where he's a nice little cameo. A Bill Murray movie.
Yes.
Main character. Main character.
He needs to be one of the main characters. And the reason we're doing that is because we need to narrow down the list of all that is Bill Murray movies. And we want to make sure we're representing ones that he is the man, the star in. But we're also going to have a conversation coming up here in just a few minutes about who are our, like, our favorite characters that Bill Murray's been in, or our favorite Bill Murray moments. So we're going to have an opportunity to really dig into the rest of the side, little side characters, his SNL characters, his SNL skits, and some of that stuff as well. So you get a chance to do that, but in the chat channel, start thinking about it, because we're going to come to you here at the end of the show to get your picks. So I love that Beth just called out
All Saints. That's what I was in the middle of saying when my computer froze up.
So the reason I love that she called that out is I was telling the cast here that just before the show started, I was rewatching an episode of Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, and he goes to Charleston, South Carolina, and he hangs out with Bill Murray and with another Southern chef. I can't remember his name. He was on Top Chef and a couple other guest appearance judges on some chef shows. And it is just amazing. It's him hanging out with Bill at a baseball game, and then they're going around to different, like, restaurants and bars and stuff. And it's just freaking phenomenal. It's amazing. So I'm glad that they gave a call out there to the St. Paul Saints.
Absolutely. And I'm from Minneapolis originally, so I have been to St. Paul Saints games, and they're rowdy and fun.
So he not only co-owns St. Paul Saints, he also co-owns a minor league baseball team in South Carolina as well.
Nice.
Charles, it's a minor league team that feeds into the Yankees. It's a Class A ball club. So that's pretty freaking cool that there's – I mean, he's a baseball guy, and I'm a baseball guy. I know Jack Malice is as well.
I believe he's most famous for being a Cubs fan, yeah?
Yes, he is a big Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is a huge Cubs fan.
Huge confidence.
That's why my sister likes him so much.
Which we used to say the lovable losers, but not anymore. Not anymore. They flipped the script on us.
Oh, yeah. you just made Beth's day in the chat room by saying you're from Minneapolis. She's not far from Minneapolis over there.
I see that. Yes, Beth, I am from the western suburbs originally. I don't live there anymore. But yes, I'm a Minnesota boy.
So yeah. Go Vikes.
West Minneapolis, born and raised.
But they did not on the hockey rink where I spent most of my days.
Oh no. This isn't happening right now.
There's a lyric in there about chilling out.
Well, it's all we did.
It's all we did. Play some hockey. Yeah. So let's talk about some of our favorite characters. And in the chat channel, shout out, give us some shout outs. Who are your favorite Bill Murray characters? And I want to kick it over to Igor to start us off.
Ooh.
Just characters.
Well,
or skits or moments.
No, hey, that's all good. It's all good. But I think my two favorites are kind of hard to divorce from favorite movies. Because it seems like what Bill has always done the best, be it just straight comedy, or trying to play more serious roles, or the roles that had him go back and forth. Because it seems like he's never really shown for playing a variety of characters, but like he's always been one of those guys who is excellent, whether it's being absolutely ridiculous or being completely serious. Like, he's been excellent at making you believe that he's really a part of that scene. Like, this is actually going on as a portion of his life right now. So I think for me, it's a toss up between somebody help me here, but it was either him in Lost in Translation or Scrooged.
He was the actor name, Bill.
I have spaced on both character names.
I was just looking at this earlier too. Bob Harris. I knew it started with a B. Bob Harris. Mm-hmm. Is a Lost in Translation.
And wasn't Frank and Scrooged?
Bob. What about Bob?
Nice, what about nice Bob? Shirt.
I love that shirt.
That's Frank the Cross.
That would be the BFM 3D.
Yeah. So it was Bob and Frank. Frank and Bob.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. Frank and Beans. Yeah. Frank and Bob. Okay. Oh, go for it. Sorry.
I was just going to say they're my favorites because they were the most real guys, even though only one of them was in a very real situation.
True that. From our chat channel, welcome Eric as well. He's throwing out the big guns, Peter Venkman.
Of course. I mean, that's a given.
It's iconic.
Peter Venkman.
Well, I'm going to throw out a weird one just for sheer moment of greatness. And it's one of my, I mean, I didn't absolutely love this movie. It was, you know, all right, but.
Don't say Garfield.
Garfield 2. Garfield 2.
It's the scene in Charlie's Angels where him and Tim Curry go at each other in the sumo wrestlers, and he gets pinned by Tim Curry, and Tim Curry is just beating on him. I mean, for just sheer comedy, two of the greatest actors of all time being absolutely ridiculous with one another.
I forgot there was a good part in that movie.
he was really the only really good parts of that movie.
And Tim Curry.
Well, you know, calm down now. There's another character that's really good out there. He's Carl Spackler. You know, had a Cinderella moment, just teeing up there on the 18th. I mean, come on, one of the all-time great character performance, not a Bill Murray movie, but Carl Spackler. Oh yeah, it's a nice little it's a blend of indica and Kentucky bluegrass. Oh yeah, you may be careful. It's a little harsh. God, it was just brilliant, man.
Oh, I love it.
You're not wrong.
I'll throw out the great Ernie McCracken, Big Earn.
Big Earn. Again.
You gotta love it. The whole scene with the sugar. He's like, "Well, you got that sugar there. Didn't I tell you to call me Earn, Big Earn? For my morning coffee." loved him in Kingpin. He's amazing. Really a Woody Harrelson movie for the most part, but great character portrayal there. What else? We got so many. Still, we could talk all day.
Stripes?
Still, there's Big Earn. I have to say on Big Earn, you're in for something awesome when you're when you can say, you know, the villain from that bowling movie.
Yes. And what's funny is every time that me and my family go bowling, there is some sort of Kingpin moment or Kingpin reference that gets brought up. Like, for example, the last time we went, my kids got a piece of pizza and I totally just walked over, grabbed his piece of pizza, took a bite of it, put it back on the plate, went and bowled. You know, great, great movie. The whole like holding the ball and like, one more time, sweetness, one more time. The ball with the rose in the middle of it.
That's what I do every time I throw a strike. I go, "Woo!"
You do the splits and then.
I tried it once. It didn't work out well.
There was probably a few beers involved, I'm sure.
Seven or three.
What else? Who else? Let's go back to Super. Do you have another favorite character?
Let me think. I actually forgot that he was in this movie. It's one of my kind of underrated movies that he was in. The Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
It had a great cast. It was a little weird. It was a little off kilter, you know.
It was a Wes Anderson movie.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up Wes Anderson, though, because I love.
Yeah, because it was, but I liked it. And I thought, I mean, I didn't think it was going to work. I saw that cast and I'm like, no way this is going to work. And it worked. It worked. Pretty well.
I love
Wes Anderson.
I love Wes Anderson movies. So yes, his character Raleigh St. Clair in The Royal Tenenbaums. I'd also throw out his if we're going to talk Wes Anderson, of course, Rushmore,
of course.
Herman Bloom in Rushmore, another great one. What else we have?
Wes Anderson wise.
Yeah, he was in Darjeeling Unlimited. That was a small role, though.
He was
just the businessman at the very beginning, at the very end. But
that's one of the things that I freaking love about Bill Murray is that he's willing to take minuscule roles. In fact, the man doesn't even have an agent All he has is a number that you can call and leave him a voicemail. And if he decides he wants to be part of your project, he'll give you a call back maybe a year later.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Two other great Wes Anderson roles that he played, Grand Budapest Hotel, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ivan.
Yep.
Fantastic. Probably my favorite Wes Anderson movie of all time is Moonrise Kingdom. And he plays Mr. Bishop, the father that's the psychiatrist, and the dad and mom are both psychiatrists. Great role there as well. But that movie is one of my favorite Wes Anderson's of all time.
Beth just called that one out as well, Moonrise Kingdom. Yeah, I still haven't seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hey.
All right, then, when this is over, go watch it. Seriously.
Well, then, Mr. Zorro, if I may be so bold as to ask for both of us, hey, Beacon. Hey, Beth, as somebody, at least for my part, my favorite dramatic role of his, aka favorite movie, was definitely Lost in Translation. The best favorite comedic was Ghostbusters. What would you say, hopefully spoiler-free, about Moonrise Kingdom and or Grand Budapest for how likely it is that I'd be liking that? Or, you know,
well, or Zero, if you want to... Do you like Wes Anderson movies is the first thing I would ask you.
Yeah. Yes, there are many. I don't catch up on as many as I want to, but I've liked all of them. I've watched about half of the ones.
Then you'll love them. Then you'll love them.
Excellent.
Yeah, then you'll love them. It's his style, though. You know, some people really dig it, some people don't. Yeah, it's his style. It's definitely more heavier on the kids. The two kids that are in Moonrise Kingdom are really the main stars, and then Bruce Willis plays a huge role in that particular one. So. Some shout outs from the chat channel. We have Eric calling out the camp counselor from Meatballs.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Guy named Tripper. And that was in 1979. That was before several of us were born.
Yes.
That's when I was invented.
Definitely. That was not when I was invented.
Yes. That great was... year for Igor.
Was he also
really bright.
He was one of the ones, too, in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, that's what I say. He's in Grand Budapest Hotel, yeah.
Stripes? No. Stripes, maybe one of the original Bill Murray comedies. You know, him and Harold Ramis just being ridiculous. Yeah. And John Candy joining the army and just being dumb.
Well, then, I mean,
great.
He joined a lot of other Ghostbuster casts because he was also in Little Shop of Horrors with...
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, thank you. I'm like the dude with the glasses, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids guy. I personally love Little Shop of Horrors. It's one of my favorite musicals of all time.
He played Arthur Denton.
And it was a great movie, great play.
So close to Arthur Dent.
If I wouldn't break your eardrums, I'd bust out into one of the songs right now, but that would literally scare everyone away, so I won't.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's a lot of Saturday Night Live people / Second City people right there. Rick Moranis, Bill Murray, Steve Martin. John are there King. Any others sitting?
He wasn't in Little Shop.
In Little Shop?
No.
That's what she just helped me realize. Like, wait a minute, all three of them? Were there more?
Well, I was just thinking, going back to Stripes, like there's just a whole conglomeration of a community of people there.
Oh, Stripes is your only chance to see Bill Murray, Ramis, and Candy all at once. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention it has one of the most 80s endings of all time.
Yes. And for the record, he had a few roles there was a few movies that he had some roles in prior to Saturday Night Live, but Saturday Night Live 1975 is really where he hit his stride and really became kind of a hot commodity. And that's going into, you know, all the movies in the 70s, towards the end of the 70s, like Meatballs was 79, of course, we mentioned that. Stripes. Stripes.
What did he do before?
Caddyshack 80.
He did Shame of the Jungle, Pass the Buck, and The Hat Act. Nothing.
Yeah.
Really.
Were those the before Saturday Night Live?
Yes, sir.
Two of them were shorts. Okay.
That's what I had to know. That's like, what were they?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Two shorts and a voiceover.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack brought up that he was in Dumb and Dumber. I don't remember, though. It's been a while since I've seen that movie. Did he have a big part in Dumb and Dumber? Was he a cam? Was it one of his cameos or
very small? Very, very small part. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ice pick. He was ice pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I didn't realize too. I'm just looking at it. I'm gonna have to go back and watch this episode because I'm a huge Parks and Recreation fan, and he was actually in an episode of Parks and Rec. So that's fantastic. So I'm gonna have to go back and watch that episode. Another great one, The Jungle Book. Where would we have the voice of Baloo in the newest, you know, the newest version of The Jungle Book?
That's right. I haven't seen it yet.
Amazing. Amazing voice performance.
It really is.
When you think of the original Disney and you're like that iconic voice,
he does
just as good, I think.
That's interesting.
Such a good performance.
Yeah, because
go for it. Oh,
go ahead. I was going to say The Jungle Book wasn't one of my favorite original Disney's. You know, it was all right. So I didn't feel the need to go out and see the live version, but everyone did say it was pretty good. So I don't know. Maybe I need to rent it on Redbox or something.
It was good.
It also have Christopher Walken as King Louie.
I was
speaking of SNL alums getting together in weird places.
I feel like Christopher Walken sort of stole that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about Bill Murray, and this is not even movie related, is that he's just such a random dude. He'll show up at parties. There's a meme out there about Bill Murray walked up to me at Wendy's one day, grabbed a couple of fries off my tray and ate them and looked at me dead in the eyes and said, "No one will ever believe you." But I do. I definitely believe it. And he has been working a ton with The Chive, which is one of my personal favorite websites where I got the shirt from. It's the BFM shirt. He's actually got a whole clothing line going with them. Some of it golf based, some of it Cubs fans base, most of it charity based.
Nice.
Most of it's just charity based. And the guy is, I don't know, he's a real, it seems like he's an amazing guy to work with if you can catch his attention.
Yeah. But he's also one of those guys that is pretty big when it comes to just doing things for fans. I mean, just showing up, whether it's on, you know, whether it's on a social media site or whether it's, just randomly going and hanging out with people. Like, he is really just a really down to earth dude. And that's, I think, circling back for me, that's one of the things I loved about that, the Parts Unknown episode. It's from season 6, by the way, if you're interested, last episode of season 6, is you get to see that for that whole episode, just Bill Murray being Bill Murray, the normal everyday dude. And he's funny as hell. And he's just a normal dude, drinking beer, eating hot dogs, watching a baseball game, hanging out. And you're just like, man, I would love to just hang out with him and watch a baseball game and have a beer. Like, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
Another good call out on the excuse me. Another good, I'm messing up over here. Another good shout out in the chat channel is, and I just watched this movie over this last weekend, rewatched it, City of Ember. He played the mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic role. If you remember the mayor, he's hoarding all the food, and then he gets eaten by the mole in the end. Spoiler alert, sorry.
Oh, man. I was
wow, damn it. It's been out for a while, people. awesome.
That's for his personal connections, though.
Yeah.
I do. There's one story. The one story I still love that I want to find out the beginning of, because I've never known the beginning of. Because sadly, as many of us know, the Garfield movies existed. But what many of us don't know is that comedic actor Lorenzo Music got his first big role on TV. Stay with me here. Don't worry. It connects.
I remember you talking about this before.
In chat. I may have.
In chat.
I am very tired.
Not on the podcast. Yes.
Okay, good. got his first big role in the sitcom Rhoda in the 1970s as the doorman for the titular character's hotel. The running joke with him was he never saw him. He only ever heard him over the intercom. He went on to have his next biggest and really big role as Garfield the Cat from the comic strips and the cartoon shows. He was Garfield in almost all of them. Garfield and Friends, the TV specials, the works.
Sure.
And then he went on to also voice Dr. Peter Venkman in The Real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
In every stinking season of that, even though they changed out so many of the other poor Ghostbusters.
Wait a minute. Who else has been Garfield and Venkman?
Oh, wait. No. It wasn't him the whole time. It was him, then Dave Coulier. Excuse me.
No, cut it out.
But point being is that interesting, isn't it? That all of a sudden Lorenzo Music goes from Garfield to Dr. Peter Venkman, and Bill Murray goes Peter Venkman to Garfield. I've always loved that story, but one day I want to know the beginning of that, because you can tell something happened there, and I want to know what. But I think it's like Beacon said. I think it was just pure Bill getting that started somehow.
Yeah.
I think each of them were more successful in particular roles there.
Still. Coincidence? Possibly. Possibly.
Well. Norman the Dorman is what Eric's calling
it. Eric, I tip my double gulp to you. That's freaking nerdy right there.
Cover that. That's not sponsored.
This message brought to you by Destiny.
But what is sponsored? No. if you haven't seen these movies, by the way, and you do want to watch some of these movies and relive some of these characters we've been talking about, Amazon Prime is a great way to do that. Amazon Prime Video. You can go on our website. There's actually a free 30-day trial for Amazon Prime. Not only do you get like free 2-day shipping on Amazon Prime items, you get access to Amazon Prime Music, which is a whole ton of music that you get to download and to stream live. You also get tons and tons of videos and movies from Amazon Prime. So that's a great way to do it. Straight from our website, just click the link. It helps us out, and you get to try it out for free for 30 days. I have it. It's one of the best investments I've ever done.
There's no reason to not have Amazon Prime. It is the shipping alone pays for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It really does.
And The Tick. And you can watch The Tick.
And The Tick. Yes. And here's some rare but magical Ghostbusters for you. You can find on Amazon. Look for the comic books by IDW Publishing. Not only very good in general, with more really random SNL connections in the plot lines, but in recent years, you even got to see G.I. Joe, the Ghostbusters, and the crew of the USS Enterprise all fight the same zombie plague together. How cool is that? It is very cool.
That's as nerdy as it gets. Yeah, so you can go through our Amazon links. Just go right through our Amazon link. You can purchase it, and it helps us out again. So, two great ways that you can support us and get yourself some streaming movies and videos or some
digital material,
as well as reading material, physical comic books in your hands. All right, let's move on and let's finish this thing out with a good old-fashioned nerd fight. It's time. So chat channel, I want to hear from you. Get ready. Let's go down the list. Let's see where we're at in our current nerd fight. Who's picking when?
Oh, guess who's going first again?
Oh, jeez. Well, not mess because he ain't here. So matter. It don't really matter where his vote is at. Yeah, number one, actually, looks like a couple people have thrown a vote in. Arya Stark now has 35 votes. So,
when in doubt, go with the girl who steps.
Stick them with the pointy end. Go ahead.
Stick them with the pointy end.
Super Hoovian.
You know, just thinking back to the first movie I saw him in and the one that I probably watched the most over and over and over again, I have to go with Ghostbusters. It's my favorite cast. It's the most quotable. And you know me, I love my one-liners. I love my quotes. And I'll forgive Ghostbusters 2, because for as good as Ghostbusters was, Ghostbusters 2 was not nearly as good to me. But definitely my favorite overall movie.
Awesome. That was a great pick, obviously. Who picked Tormund last week?
I'm pretty sure that was 2 weeks ago, and that was Matt.
It was... I was going to say, actually, I thought it was Mr. Malice.
Yeah.
Mr. Malice, because Matt picked, I believe Matt went with Daenerys. Brienne.
Well, he was Brienne. In the chat channel and he helped.
I knew he picked a female. I knew he picked a female.
Does our producer have a pick for the week? I'm wondering if he has a pick.
I guess
he's throwing out Scrooged.
Nice.
Throw out Scrooged. That's
it's a classic. It's a classic
pick as well.
Oh yes.
Next in our pick was is it? Yeah, it's gonna be Mr. Icy Zorro with his Jon Snow pick. So go ahead.
I'm still a little disappointed that Jon didn't do better. However, this means that I get to pick Groundhog Day, my personal favorite Bill Murray movie of all time. I have seen that movie so many times, and I kind of lived it when I was in the Navy on ships. Just every day was the same thing over and over and over and over. And I love some of the quotes from this movie. So let's see here. It's the same thing every day. Clean up your room. Stand up straight. Pick up your feet. Take it like a man. Be nice to your sister. Don't mix beer and wine ever. Oh yeah. And don't drive on the railroad tracks.
Actually, I kind of agree with that one.
I love that movie. It's so good. The whole reliving the day over, and they've done calculations, figured out how many days he lived. It's roughly around 10,000 years. Yeah.
Oh.
I got you. Got it right.
Wake, rise and shine, campers, and put on your booties because it's cold out there today. It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach? Not hardly. I love that movie so much.
Yes, I totally agree. It's one of those things that whenever it's on, I just watch it because it's worth it. But then again, that's just about any Bill Murray movie I'll watch, whether it's on or whether I put it on. So looking to see.
We got a pick for Stripes. I'm going to go with Stripes. Chat room.
Yeah.
We're going to grab Stripes from the chat room. Yeah, that's an amazing pick.
Yep. Stripes is fantastic. I was hoping somebody would pick that. We can't do Caddyshack. It's not a Bill Murray movie, unfortunately.
Oh, simply a movie that Bill Murray is in.
Super on the chat channel. Awesome flapjacks.
Both me and Eric. So I said Jinx. He now owes me a soda.
No, or some flapjacks. One of the two.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely getting a lot of picks for Stripes. So yeah, chat channel, we will honor you and give you Stripes, even though it wasn't your pick, but I'm going to give it to you.
Absolutely.
I knew I liked you, Chet.
I'm next pick, but I know that nobody's going to pick my pick.
That's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
But I guess I'll call it out anyway because I want to talk for a moment. My pick is The Life Aquatic.
Ah.
Story of Steve Zissou. And here's my story behind it. So when it first came out, it came out right about my birthday.
Isn't that what this picture is from, this shirt? The beard and everything. Yeah, just without the cap. Yeah,
without the red cap.
Yep.
It was my birthday. I went to watch it in the theaters. I damn near walked out. Like, the first time watching it, it was that bad for me. About 3 months later, I'm looking around on HBO and it comes on. I go ahead and watch it and I could not stop laughing. And part of it was I hadn't seen any Wes Anderson movies before it. So I think that was part of the trouble, is I didn't get it at all. And the characters in this movie are just so freaking amazing. And it's not about the plot line. It's not about what's going on with the fighting the tiger shark and all that crap. It's about the characters. And if you can really go in thinking about that, it is such an amazing flick. And Bill Murray is just fantastic in it. And it's absolutely one of my favorite Bill Murray and Wes Anderson movies of all time, even more than Rushmore.
I think you described most Wes Anderson movies there. It's not about the plot. It's about the characters. And there's a reason that Bill Murray and Wes Anderson work together so often. They're both really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get certain directors, you just have that person that you click with. For Wes Anderson, it's Bill Murray. For Tim Burton, it's Johnny Depp. For, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, it's
Scorsese.
Thank you, Scorsese. I'm like the guy that works with Leonardo DiCaprio, because his name flew right out of my head. So, you know, you get that special pairing, and sometimes it's just, I don't even care if they do a million movies together, because they're going to be good. David O. Russell and Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence is another trio. That's a trio, actually. He scored pretty lucky with his casting.
That 1920s one wasn't great, but yeah.
And you tend to see the same characters, the same actors in those movies, which I think is also awesome because they have such a cool connection to each other.
In the David O. Russell ones, yeah. I mean, Silver Linings Playbook is one of
David L. Russell and the Wes Anderson. I mean,
exactly. I did. I adored Silver. I don't know why I love that movie so much because it's utterly depressing, but I love that movie so much.
I agree with you. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
That leads us to Mr. Igor. I would love for him to pull one out here.
Tangential thought. So we had Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yeah. We have Jeff Goldblum in Thor Ragnarok. Bill Murray in Avengers Infinity War? Maybe. Oh, it's not too late. It's not too late.
They're going to have to find his phone mail or his voicemail to call.
Yeah, which, by the way, Goldblum is like kind of the bad guy in Life Aquatic. So there's that. Mm-hmm. He's like the scientist that's the counterpart to Steve Zissou. So there is that.
As for my actual pick, though,
or his wife, yeah, yeah, your pick though, Igor, please.
Oh, don't worry. I know I kind of spilled the beans earlier. Definitely lost in translation.
Nice.
Especially since it's one of those movies that you walk in kind of like Scrooge. You walk in expecting one thing, and, you know, Scrooge, you expect nothing but slapstick and or maybe even exploitative comedy. You didn't get that. You got really nice character piece. Lost in translation, you literally start with Scarlett Johansson's butt.
Yeah.
See, Chad, I promised you. I deliver. That's the very first frame. So I thought, okay, so that's the kind of movie we're in for? It was just this really, really thoughtfully paced, very just I hate to continue describing it this way, but it really is so true. You need to see it. If you haven't seen it, just character study. And I adored that it was this Hollywood picture that people put so much love and tender loving care into. And the man and the woman protagonist did not have to have any romantic involvement. I just thought, my God, where did creativity suddenly come from, Hollywood, and where can we get more?
not until the next Scarlett Johansson non-romantic her. That was very, but not Murray. True. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was Schwartzman her husband in Lost in Translation? Jason Schwartzman? Eyebrows? I feel like he was like the photographer that she had traveled to Japan with.
Yeah. Yep. He was. He was indeed. Sorry, I tried to put him into her for a moment there, and I was going to say, what are you talking about? That was not Jason Schwartz.
No. Yeah.
Well, I think you just hit on something, though, Igor, if I can wrap this night up. I think we've really hit on the genius that is Bill Murray. He is not a comedian that is he's not the Adam Sandler, dick and fart jokes or, you know, physical comedy. He's not. He really is.
He's not Chevy Chase.
He's not Chevy Chase. He is so great at really diving into a character and bringing characters to life. And he's just naturally funny. And I think it just comes through in the characters he portrays. And even in the serious movies and the serious roles he has.
Space Jam.
Has some humor.
Hey. Don't go knocking on Space Jam. This conversation
that beforehand. That was the best drama. That was the best drama.
He did a character study of himself in that one.
That's true. Super, super cheesy, but super fun.
I love Space Jam. Shut up.
Super cheesy, but super fun. So.
Oh, damn, all of you. Now my head went from Ghostbusters to Come On It, Sam. Head back up to... Wrap it up, please. Nope. Before our theme song again.
All right.
Michael's Magic Water. Don't forget the Michael's Magic Water.
Right? Looney Tunes and Space Jam. Yeah. Well, hey, it's been a great evening. Hopefully we've done some homage to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Bill Murray. I wish Mess could have been with us to join in on this conversation with us. But he had to ditch out and go to a party, which was really important because, yeah. So we're glad he was able to go and spend personal time.
Absolutely.
And I thank you all for joining me tonight on this cast. And thank you to Beth and Eric and Marco early on. And Robert had jumped in at one point.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate you all jumping in, chiming in on the channel. And really, I think having a pick that might run away with it. I mean, there's some great picks, but Stripes is a hell of a movie. Mm. Hell of a pick.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's no Groundhog Day.
Yeah. It kind of makes up for that with Candy and Ramus and Murray, though. Kind of makes up for it.
True story.
Chris Elliott. No, I couldn't keep a straight face. Sorry.
Hey, Ken Johnson, good to see you, buddy. Thanks for jumping in as well. Ken! So... And Molly Baugh, there's Molly Baugh. Good to have you. It was fun. Everybody jumping in late. Maybe they were already here and they just didn't want to chat. That's okay too.
They were all chatting earlier. Chatting a little earlier.
So my bad for missing you earlier in the chat channel. But thank you so much for taking the time to join us and showing some love to Bill Murray. So do me a favor. Here's your homework for the weekend. Here's your homework for the weekend. Watch a Bill Murray movie. We've brought out some great ones. If you can make it through this whole list of picks, and then vote, my hat's off to you. Okay? Not yet. It's still on. We really appreciate you guys. Thanks for joining us. Let's find out where everybody can follow each other. Igor, where can we follow you at?
I believe he's saying Destiny with that.
Destiny. Yeah.
Seriously, it's some of the best music. I have had the pleasure of sitting down to a great big honkin' space opera in any genre for a while. And as you caught me saying the other week, the people I have somehow managed to attract are freaking phenomenal. You want to beat this game? We got your back. You want to talk about the music? We got your back. We want to talk about the stories? We got your back. You want to geek out on Firefly instead? We got your back.
Talking about the Malice Corp clan?
Exactly.
What are we up to now on that clan?
We are now at 17 members, I think, because Bungie has been struggling to keep up with the demand. So that also includes keeping the clan pages updated. But it's minimum 15, maximum 17.
Ooh, it's gonna be I might need a slot once I get the game. This my weekend's coming up on Wednesday.
Yes.
So
We're keeping your seat warm.
All right.
Well, where can we follow you besides Destiny Clan?
Well, you can always encourage me to keep up on my writing at malice-corp.com. And if you don't want to encourage me to be writing, you can always help me goof off on twitch.tv, usually with yet more space operas, to the tune of No Man's Sky, such things like that.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And that's Harris Double Down, right?
Double Down, but with no W.
There it is.
So yeah, awesome. I thought it was very clever when I came up with that one.
Ken Johnson wants to know, how does he get in the clan?
Oh. Well, if you're, I don't remember if you're already registered for the site, for our site. If you are, the link's directly in the Destiny 2 clan forums, general discussion. If not, if you're a player, just go to search on Bungie.net or on the phone app and type in Malice, M-A-L-I-C-E, space, corp, C-O-R-P, period. And ask us, baby. And tell me what to look out for.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, we may get up to 18, it looks like. Fantastic. Super Hoovian, where can we follow you at?
To follow me on Twitter at SuperHoovianNet. We're always, I don't know, we're always chatting and having a good time over there. It's good times. It's random. You know, we never know. It's going to be daily. Some days it's, you know, some days. Today it was all about different charities, trying to get some love out there for diabetes, you know, raising money for diabetes funds. You know, tomorrow probably going to be football talk. You never know. Nope. It's different.
This girl, following her on Twitter is what got me into Gishwes. Following her on Twitter is what got me into several conversations with celebrities. Mm-hmm. Her Twitter is a fun follow.
Yep. So that's at SuperHoovianNet. Make sure you follow SuperHoovian Freak because it is fantastic. Icy Zor, where can we follow you?
I think Pete brought up a great point there. I think one of the things that everybody should follow us on is our own writing on our website. Granted, I've only got three up there right now, but you can go to malice-corp.com. The stuff that I've written is pretty funny. Super writes a lot of stuff. Pete's written one or two. Beacon's good. We're all real fun to follow on the actual website. As far as social media, I've got at @IcyZorro on Twitter and Instagram as well. And I've been putting up a bunch of stuff because living in wine country, we're currently going through harvest right now. So you can see all kinds of real interesting stuff right now. Today I put up a video of us doing de-stemming. I was in a cloud of bees. That was a lot of fun.
It's a lot more fun than it sounds.
God bless you, sir.
I'm allergic to bees too, so that was terrible.
Yeah.
Zoro has very imagine. Photogenic screaming.
Yeah.
Well, and
I'm such a fan of Benadryl.
Yes, right. EpiPens and Benadryl. That's Benadryl. Your life.
It saves your life.
Yes. You can also buy the non-brand, which is cheaper. But anyway,
that's what this.
We're not sponsored by Benadryl here. Okay.
If it's going to save your life, just take it though.
Just take it. So you can follow me at @Beacon_MaliceCorp on Twitter. You can follow this. Cast at @MaliceCast. You can follow our website on Twitter at @MaliceCorp. And of course, check out the website, malice-corp.com. New stuff coming up all the time. We got some stuff dropping this weekend for the big Magic the Gathering expansion. Again, you can check that out next Friday night. It'll be starting Friday night into Saturday morning. It drops 12:01 a.m. on September 23rd. Go to Sky High Comics. Enter yourself into a tournament. And look, if you don't know how to play, they will teach you how to play. That's how cool they are down there. So they'll hook you up. They'll make sure they give you a good deal on an expansion pack. They'll teach you how to play. You could jump into a tournament and maybe win some prizes. Also get some comics while you're there. And then when you're done, to quench your thirst, go over to Battle Mage, get yourself a nice, cool brew. They're delicious.
Real quick, we've got from the chat channel, Ken Johnson wants to know, can we contribute to writing articles? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Okay,
which but what, I believe what, I believe what, you email mest5150@aol.com. And yes, I said AOL. It was the only one he didn't have mest5150 at already.
Yes, mess5150@aol.com.
And that's apparently using one of his original mess 5150s was not doable. I don't know why.
That's mest5150@aol.com. Email him. He will give you all the details you need to start writing.
Absolutely. You can also contact us. If you're already signed up for the website, you can also contact us through the website as well. So we appreciate you all joining us. And next week we will be talking about, I wrote it down somewhere. I'm terrible, people. I'm terrible.
Horses are terrible, people.
Horses are terrible. No, horses are wonderful.
No, they're horse terrible people.
Are awesome. I mean, like, you know.
What are we talking about next week?
I don't know. I'm just talking right now.
we'll figure it out.
Do horses have thumbs? Discuss.
Anyway, I don't remember what he told me to plug for next week. So, anyway, we'll be talking about stuff. We'll be here next week, next Friday night. Actually, I probably won't be here. I think I'm going to go to a football game. That might be happening. That might be my. Yeah, I'm going to go to I think a Boise State Virginia game, so it'll be fun.
Nice. Very nice.
I got a special deal on tickets. Anyway,
plus that blue field.
And the blue field. And if you haven't been there, you should come to Idaho. Just check out the blue field. It's pretty awesome. You should join us next week, next Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Vote tonight on the Game of Thrones poll until 11:59 p.m. Then you can start voting Sunday morning for this Bill Murray poll, and it will be running for the next 2 weeks, okay? Nothing else is really happening until then, so make sure you're checking out the website. Like and subscribe so that when we do go live, if we decide to jump in and do a different midweek chat, you can get the alert and you can jump in and join us like always. So we appreciate you. And until next time, stay nerdy out there.
Peace.
Like it.